The head of one of Great Britain's security agencies is asking Boston-area tech industry leaders for help in crafting a new relationship with the intelligence community. The call came at a meeting at MIT, with a standoff between Apple and the FBI over an encrypted cell phone used by one of the San Bernardino attackers, quite fresh on everyone's mind. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
You've heard of the NSA in the U.S., the National Security Agency. GCHQ is the U.K. equivalent. Robert Hannigan runs it, and he says he wants a measured public debate on how tech companies can cooperate with lawful government investigations while still protecting privacy.
I think it has got very heated, and that is partly because we're having this debate after terrorist attacks, when emotions are understandably high and positions tend to get polarized.
Hannigan won't comment specifically on the legal battle between Apple and the FBI, but he's not asking U.S. companies for a mandatory backdoor to give law enforcement agencies a way around encryption security. That's something Apple and other U.S. tech companies oppose.
I think the biggest misunderstanding of what we are interested in is the idea that somehow it's in our interests to weaken encryption. It's absolutely not.
Hannigan stopped short of offering specific solutions in a rare policy address to cybersecurity researchers at MIT. The spy boss says that government, academia, tech companies, and the public have to come up with the right balance between security and privacy.
The question is, how much does the economic interest of companies either...
After the speech, one question came from Chris Doggett, who's in charge of global sales at Carbonite. The Boston company stores customer data online. Doggett's worried that cooperating with intelligence agencies could hurt sales.
How much does that come into play in decisions that you're making?
Hannigan just said there is no magic answer, which is a sharp contrast from his first day on the job 2 years ago. That's when he accused U.S. tech firms of being in denial that they were becoming the command and control network of choice for terrorist groups. Danny Weitzner teaches internet public policy at MIT. He welcomes the overture from the UK spy boss.
The fact that you had both Hannigan here and U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter last week at the big RSA security conference say that he's against mandatory backdoors, I think it's a really significant shift in the debate.
The shift comes as tech companies have been fortifying systems against internet surveillance. Former U.S. security contractor Edward Snowden alleged that the U.K. intelligence agency has been capturing bulk data from internet transmissions. The GCHQ director, Robert Hannigan, says he wants to restore the trust of American tech companies.
It took a big knock in the last 3 years because of the Snowden revelations. I think it's being rebuilt, and it's in everyone's interests, because if we can't rebuild that trust, we can't address these threats.
Hannigan says finding the right trade-offs between security and privacy is complicated and could take years to iron out. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.